Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here with another episode with Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. Today, I'm going to take you through an e-course. So that's an electronic course, and it's one that I'm just about finished writing. The topic is leadership, and I want to talk all about e-courses. I teach a course called How to Profit with E-Courses with Norma Allen Essler, and what I'm doing here, I will present it on one of the future lessons in that ongoing training program, but for the purposes of the podcast, I want to take you through my thinking, what I was thinking, what I decided, and what I did to be able to create this e-course in less than a week. So the topic of this is, let me go to page one of my document. I do it in a Word document. It's just the leadership e-course, so it's not leadership for entrepreneurs or for stay-at-home moms or for people in the corporate world. It's nothing like that. It's a little bit more general, but I did slant it toward being an inspirational leader, and I'll tell you more about that as I go forward. So right now, it is 10 pages. It is just under 4,000 words. I will probably come in at 15 pages and maybe 6,000 words, and I didn't write very much of this at all, practically none of it. I'm using PLR, private label rights content, and in both cases, I'm using content from someone I've known since I came online in 2006. I know her very well. We've roomed together at events where we were speaking, and she's someone that I have great respect for and admire. So the first private label rights content is a free package that you can download if you want to take a look at what I'm doing here. It's at connieloves.me/AliceLeadershipPack, P-A-C-K. connieloves.me/AliceLeadershipPack. The second package is a paid one, and it's also from Alice, and it's at connieloves.me/leadershipekit, E-K-I-T, connieloves.me/leadershipekit. And before I go any further, let's take a look at these two, and I want to tell you what types of articles are included. So in this one, that's the free one, the first one that I gave you, the one where the link is connieloves.me/AliceLeadershipPack. The article topics are how to be a leader in the workplace, personality characteristics of effective leaders, create an environment that instills leadership in kids, how to raise children to be good leaders, leadership skills to teach kids so they can be leaders too. So if you'll, you know, think about this one, it's also for kids, children, teens, families, young adults, and youth. So that's one slant that you can take. The other one, the one that's a paid package, and that one's at connieloves.me/leadershipekit, E-K-I-T. The articles are, can anyone be a good leader? For teamwork to be effective, you need these things with leadership, how mentoring can improve your leadership skills. Leaders can be found everywhere. The positive impact of having diversity in leadership. So it's a little bit more business focused. So I just want to give you an idea about these. And also with these packages are included many things like journals and graphics and things like that. So I'm going back again to my document, my leadership e-course. I write it in Word and I save it. When I distribute it, one way I'll distribute it is through a PDF. So that way people will have access, but not easy access to change it. They'll use it the way it as is. And another way that I'll distribute it is by setting it up as a series of autoresponder email messages. And I do this with quite a few different topics. One is my Action Habits Challenge. If you go to actionhabitschallenge.com, you'll see that I have autoresponder email messages that go out almost a year now. I'm past the 11 month mark, and they go out approximately every 10 days. So this is quite effective. All right. So the way I've started this e-course is with lesson one. So each message is a lesson. What does it take to become an inspiring leader? And that's the title of one of the articles. Now, do I have that article in here? Yes, I took parts of it. I took excerpts and I put them right here in lesson one. And I talked about 10 ways to become an inspiring and effective leader. Lead by example, set clear goals and benchmarks, remain open-minded, take responsibility without placing blame. I think that might be my favorite. And it goes on and on. There are 10 of them. I guess I added the 11th one here. So as I'm writing this, yes, I'm copy-pasting from the private label rights content. I'm also adding my own information, thoughts, ideas, stories. You want to do a lot of storytelling in your business. And that's how we put these together. So what's for sale? That's the question you must ask every single day if you're in business, online or offline or both. Something has to be for sale. Now, this is different than something being on sale where it's at a reduced price. Something of some price must be available every minute. So on the internet, the store doesn't open or close at any time. It's open 24/7, 365. So make sure that you have things for sale. So what would I sell here? I can sell my own products and courses. I might make reference to the fact that this is an e-course, that I'm using the ideas that I teach in how to profitwithecourses.com. I might include a link to that so people could come aboard for that. Also, I may promote books. So I went over to Amazon. And what I did first was I did a search for leadership in books. I didn't do an overall search because I don't want t-shirts that talk about being a great leader or something like that. I wanted books and Kindle are done separately. You can do two searches. But when I did the search in books for leadership, I took a look at what was there and I thought, gee, I really like some of these. They're different though. How are they different? It didn't jump out at me right away. Then I clicked on a link. One of them is Brené Brown, who I really adore. I learned so much from her. And it's called Dare to Lead. And when I go to that book, I see that she's in one of the categories. She's number 8 in a category called Business Management and Leadership. So that's one of the categories around leadership, business and management. Then I looked at some other books about leadership. And I see that they're in leadership and motivation. So when I choose books to recommend throughout this e-course, and probably I'll settle on 3. So probably I'll recommend Brené Brown, Dare to Lead, and I'll put that at connieloves.me/dare-to-lead. And I also like the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Now, this book has been around probably 20 years. I've written blog posts around it. I've referenced it in several of my books, but Stephen Covey lives on with all of us. And that book, I can't remember now where I already have it. I might have it at connieloves.me/highly-effective-people, something like that. But this is what I want you to do so you'll have things for sale in whatever topic you choose to do an e-course on, if you so choose, and I hope that you do. So leadership is good because it's for people of all ages. You know, I taught school for 20 years, and 2 of those years I taught kindergarten. And I can remember still to this day the children that I thought of as leaders in the classroom. They had great empathy for other students that would be sick or injured or unhappy about something. They were the ones to offer to show a new student around for the day so they wouldn't get lost. They'd feel like they already had a friend. And leadership comes at a very, very young age. It's obvious early in school. There's also leadership that's kind of thrust upon us. So as a teacher, I never felt like a leader. I has had a different life back then. I've made a complete transformation and reinvention since then. But sometimes I was thrust into a leadership role. And one example was when I was made the grade level chair for, what did they call it? I guess it was just called technology. It was when the internet was getting to the point where they wanted the students taught things on computers about the internet, so technology. And I stepped into that gladly and joyfully and was able to show people things that I had learned by already being involved with technology for years before that, and some shortcuts I had learned. And also, I made sure to let them know I was open to anything, to not only their questions, but anything else that they had to offer on the topic of technology. I also did this with science at another school in another year. And these were other teachers for the most part. And sometimes people came from the district level, Los Angeles Unified School District, that district. So lesson one, what does it take to become an inspiring leader? Now at the end, I'm adding action steps. So for this one, this is what I have for lesson one. Evaluate where you are in your life at this time, because most people don't do that. They don't say, you know, here it is, almost at the end of the year, we've got 6 weeks or so left in 2021. Let me evaluate my life year to date and so far overall in my lifetime. So this is a reminder to people to evaluate where they are in their life at this time. Think about ways in which you've shown up as a leader throughout your lifetime. How did this feel to you? How would taking a more proactive role as a leader make a difference in your personal life, relationships with others, and with your job or career? Because more than likely, if you are in a career or at a job, if you take a leadership role, you are someone who will be promoted, who will be singled out, who will be given a raise, who will be given opportunities. I was just yesterday speaking with someone that I know that during the pandemic, everything shut down. She was driving an hour and a half at least each way, there and back every day, to Century City for a very important position that she held in a company. And she's in the show business area. I won't be more specific than that for privacy's sake. And during the pandemic, everything shut down, and she began doing things on Zoom. And I asked her husband how it was going, and he said, yeah, it had been 2-3 weeks at that point. And he said, yeah, it's almost like she really never had to go to the office at all before. She could do everything at home, in a home office, and on Zoom. And so that was the way it was. That was his perception. That's the way it was for a few months. And then I said, how's it going, when I saw him again? And he said, well, it's kind of interesting. She started going back to the office one day a week. Then she started going twice a week, and now she's going every day by choice. She likes being in the office. And also, the traffic in the Los Angeles area was significantly lighter than it had been before the pandemic. I'll add that. But she was really enjoying the whole process. She enjoyed getting up early, dressing nicely, going down to Century City area. It's kind of Beverly Hills adjacent. And doing the work that she does. And I don't know a lot of the details of the work, but I know that it's a very intense type of work, but not necessarily ever in a negative way. Just a lot is expected in that type of environment. So when I saw him a few months after that, so now we're probably 8 months, you know, it's probably close to the end of 2020. And again, I say, how is it going with your wife, with work? And he said, she's not only there 5 days, they've given her a huge raise. She's now one of the top three people in the entire company because they saw a type of leadership. And this is someone who already was a leader, and it was obvious with her family and with charitable groups, volunteering and doing things like that in the community. She was already a leader, but this is someone who took a new and improved leadership role, and what she's gained from all of this will carry through for the rest of her life. She now has a reputation that wasn't possible before because everybody was going to the office. Everybody was working hard. Now she took 100 steps past that. So these are just examples and why I want people to think about it. So lesson two, can anyone be a good leader? And for that one, I am going to use the article called, let me see, Leaders Can Be Found Everywhere. So, and there's another one also, Can Anyone Be a Good Leader? So I'll probably kind of merge those together and publish them on my blogs, because we want to publish things on our sites that we own and control and then reference them later. So finally, let me go to the end of this document. What I did was I went back through my two, I have two business blogs, ConnieReaganGreen.com and HugeProfitsTinyList.com. And I saw 4, 5, 6, 7, I have 9 articles on leadership that I've written between 2017 and 2021. Now I'll have more because I have these PLR articles and I have 15 total. I'll probably turn those into 5 to 7 articles. I won't put them on my MondayMorningMellow.com site because it won't be a good fit unless somehow I can turn it into a good fit. But I want you to be aware that you don't have to do a whole lot of writing to put together a written e-course. I'm also offering this not really as a bonus for purchasing anything, but just to people on my list who have an interest in leadership, an interest in e-courses, want something they can use as their free giveaway, which I highly recommend an e-course, and this will be something that they can get involved in. And also on these packages, another thing I want to point out is that they include other things like journals and like the journals really, and also there's a report in the one that's paid. And the journals I really love. Let me go down here to see. Oh, and leadership worksheets and checklist. And these you can also give away during the e-course. You can give people a link to directly download them. I do that by uploading to Amazon S3. You can also do it through Dropbox and give people a download link. Or you may want to put together a report and some worksheets and some checklist and one of the journals and sell it as a package. You could sell it for $20 maybe. Let me go down here to the journals. And for this one, this is Leading with Best Intentions, a 72-page journal. So this is just another innovative and creative way that not just I, many of us working online are using so that we have additional content in areas such as leadership. I've been doing this with a productivity challenge now for, I think I've done it 12 years, maybe 13, and I'll do it again in the spring of 2022. And you can always take a look and see what I'm doing. You can go to 2020productivitychallenge.com and take a look at what I did. Now, let me check that link. I just want to make sure I'm giving you the right link for that, because that is worth taking a look at. Because, again, 2020 Productivity Challenge, it is, 2020productivitychallenge.com. And that is a blog post that ends up being about 12,000 words, because I do it once a day for 30 days during the spring of each year. And this becomes more than cornerstone content for your blogs. So there are so many things that you can do. E-courses are fast and easy. Productivity is good. Leadership is good. Public speaking is good, because all of us every day are public speaking. I'm public speaking right now. I'm alone in my home office. I can hear a couple of family members down the hall, but basically I'm alone. I don't even have a dog or a cat in here with me right now, but it will go out to the world. Thousands of people will hear me on this podcast in the next, you know, 6 months to a year. So I want you to think about putting together a podcast. I'm sorry. Well, yes, a podcast as well. But think about putting together an e-course. Think about coming aboard How to Profit with eCourses.com with Norma Allen Esler and myself. And Norma is one of the best-kept secrets on the Internet. I want to change that so she isn't a best-kept secret. She's so smart. She's so experienced. She's been working online well over 20 years, long before I knew people had businesses online. I've only been online just under 16 years now. So I hope that this is all very helpful to you, and I want to have a further connection with you. So follow me on Twitter. I'm Connie Green. Or follow me on my main blog, which is ConnieReaganGreen.com. I've enjoyed this time with you for Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing.